dang it.
This is the Tater Fiends.
If you do it fast, no one can hear you say state governments, which is ridiculous. So do it as fast as you can.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting from Podbay 2A, a model of sea level and intergalactic furry studios. We alter your locus release by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a dizzy 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep it simple to stay some out of your head. Can you feel it? Can you feel it, MWD and Steve Miller?
Ask me if it's working.
Is it working?
It's working. It's working. It's definitely.
Is it working, MK Lords? Hello? Hello?
The girls are here, so we can really do some radio.
Oh yeah, it's a man cave in Fiend Phone tonight.
We had an episode of Freedom Fiends once called "Radio is the Man Cave Taken Worldwide."
And speaking of the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government, BIPCOT no government licensed. It allows use and reuse by anyone except state and federal governments. You coughed over my federal governments. Now no one will know. No one will never know.
You know what my last words are going to be? Steve Miller said this before the show. He said, my last words are going to be, this life support machine has an unwanted audio hum. If you can't get rid of that hum, turn this thing off.
Actually, hold on. First, I need you to put about three towels underneath it.
Yes. Let's try a few things. That's Yeah. The nurse will be like, I don't get enough money. I can't do it. I can't do the ghetto nurse.
Wow.
Bob Square.
How do you know your nurse is going to be ghetto? See, you're setting negative affirmations for yourself.
Because I've been to the hospital.
Wow. You know what?
What?
That's statism.
Ghetto keep your state, nurses in the...
Keep your state speech off this campus.
Ghetto nurses in their SpongeBob SquarePants scrubs. Right, Jim? Can I get a what?
I know, right?
Can I get a what in the butt?
Time zone. Right. How do they colon, work, Jim?
Hashtag MWD colon.
I'm still
colon.
Trying to figure this out. Apparently, like, they divided this nation into three different parts. Alaska and Hawaii don't count, unless we're on the air there.
Who's this they? You got a mouse in your pocket?
Yes.
Get a mouse called, in your pocket?
It's called America. If you don't like you get out. Pop. But they divided this country up into three parts, and then they make us all have different times, and it doesn't make any sense.
How many different parts?
I don't know, man.
Three different parts.
I think it should be four time zones, but I think
there's four.
There'd still be time zones. Right. Be determined by like Apple instead of
what time is it here in Philadelphia right now, Jim Jesus?
It would be 13 o'clock. 1 o'clock,
it's 1 o'clock.
No, it's not 13. It's 1 o'clock. 13 would be 1 p.m.
13. 13 is the afternoon.
I just added three. No, I just added. I don't care. The only thing
maybe
I care
you're
about
just
right
bad
now,
at math, not time zones.
Pretty much. I guess.
Basic math. How does it effing work? So I want to talk about these. Speaking of magnets and how do they effing work, there was an article in Ars Technica that's been getting passed around a lot. About the time that a bot invaded Thingiverse and created weird new 3D objects. Now, first of all, you have to know that there's a thing called 3D printing. And since this is radio, which we call Grandpa's Internets. Grandpa's Internets.
Podcasts. Grandpa's Podcasts.
Yep.
Although we are also Facebook on the radio, so I guess it would apply both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
So there's this thing called 3D printing. It's basically like you probably heard of like, you know, Glenn Beck had a guy come on, our friend Cody Wilson, and talk about 3D printed guns. And by the way, I was the first person to ever interview Cody Wilson. I interviewed him before he actually 3D printed a gun. It's on kittyfeet.com on the Anarchy Gumbo podcast. Go check it out.
Listen, that would be a lot cooler if you weren't doing this on the same day that there are people who literally have screenshots of their Grindr conversation with the Orlando shooter. Like, you're never going to outrank that.
I think there should be one of them apps called Twizzler. I don't know what it would do yet. But,
it's only for people you want to eat licorice with.
There you go. If that's your kink. Yeah, so there's this thing called 3D printing.
Twizzle me, baby.
You know, you can hook this thing up to a printer and it squirts out blobs of plastic that go into shapes that the computer tells it to, and they harden. And you can use it for, prototyping new parts for your tractor, things like that. And there's a website called Thingiverse where people can upload their files for 3D printing of stuff they make.
It's where people with lisps go to sing a verse of a song.
Thingiverse. Yeah. And so somebody... started combining random Thingiverse printer files and making these really weird, like, they look like, they kind of look like the Starship Enterprise on LSD. They're like six or seven different projects all mashed together, and then they have titles that are from like three or four other unrelated projects on there. Like one is called Rail and Whistle Spermatozone. One is called Linear Extruder by a Key Fob. That's the one we're going to talk about in particular. And one is called Customizable Chewbacca Plate Chewbacca. One is called Plastic Action Car. One is called Shelf for a Happy Digital. Now, yeah. The really funny thing about this is one of them, and out of like, there's like a million things on this site, and, you know, they put like eight of these combination ones up that each have like eight in here. So one Fiend of the phone. Projects related Fiend to this radio phone. Show, you know,
cover your genitals, boys.
64 things got picked out of like a million, and we were one of them, so we're cool. So one of them is the Linear Extruder by a Key Fob has eight or nine different things mashed together, and one of them is Freedom Fiends, which is the radio show you're listening to. The Freedom Fiends Worms refrigerator magnets. How do they effing work? Which was designed by huge Freedom Fiends fan Jim Babb, who is the he's the chief of police in the Kensington district in Philadelphia, right?
That's why they call it the Bablands.
Yeah, yeah. The Bablands. Hey, I hear a girl's voice. Oh, okay. Everyone stop talking.
Our safe space.
Are you ready for your first female comedian of the night, ladies and gentlemen? Clap it up.
Hey, board up. How's her volume? Go ahead, MK. Let's do a live sound check.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry to intrude on your safe space. Very sorry about that. I hope
Let's
I can
talk about cats.
Some words in. Yeah, girls cats here. Are good.
We can't talk about science.
We don't talk about
anymore.
The heavy
There's
stuff.
A girl here. Let's talk about cats. All right,
Keep
I've done
it to
it
cats.
Anyway.
Cats and fashion, please.
Yeah.
Cats. Guess what my cat caught today? This is the new cat. This is Paul F. Tomcat, formerly formerly M. Furry Abraham, formerly Furry Rothbard.
Doesn't it do a show called No You Shut Up? That was a great show.
Oh no, you're thinking of my other cat, Stefan Molly Mew.
Sorry to interrupt. No, I know that one does a show. Sorry to interrupt. I'm talking about No You Shut Up. That's definitely Paul F. Captain's
sports,
whatever it was.
Sports Yell. That show Sports Yell from 30 Rock. It's the spinoff. Sports Scream. It's like eight faces all up. At once.
Guess what my cat caught today? That was what I was headed toward.
Yeah.
What did my cat catch?
A scofflaw? Take
a not a scofflaw. Nope.
A mouse?
Close. You're very close.
The mouse?
No. Okay. Think of a more. What's a more Kensington version of a mouse?
A rat.
A possum?
Oh no! Not a possum. Not a rat. Pigeon. Smaller.
A crack.
But not by
a crack
much.
Baby.
Trash panda.
A almost mouse sized cockroach.
Oh, wow.
It was enormous.
Yeah. So do you really have a cat, or do you just make up these names?
I honestly do. But it's my roommate's.
Oh, okay. Is it new?
Yeah. Like a month.
Pictures.
Well, I only have the front cam, and the cat hates me.
Oh.
So like
Sometimes
I have to like
respect your cat's
try to get
privacy.
A try to get a weird angle, and like the lighting here is notoriously awful. Just be thankful that the audio is as good as it is, because Lord knows the lighting is absolute dung. And trying to get an angle on this cat is ridiculous. Well, however, I think my roommate has a bunch of pictures of it.
I got a black cat. And it's the coolest cat in the world. It's
64/64.
It's really mellow. He is 64/64 black. His name is Beast.
You should have named him 64.
Beast. No. It's brutal. Beast is because I call cats Beast anyway. Like I'm like, yeah, come here, Beast. And you know, it's said lovingly. It's not like Beast of the book Revelation. It's more like the man has dominion over the beasts. You know, the beasts are our animal friends. I call them beasts. And so I've always called cats Beast, but I just decided this one had to be named Beast. MK
sense.
Likes him. She saw
pictures. Yeah. Oh, I saw pictures.
She's happy
pictures.
That he's on the Thursday he's gonna be losing his testicles, and that makes it every time
oh,
a cat
man.
Loses
what
his
a
testicles.
Way to start the week.
A feminist smile so gets her joy. Wings, right?
Yes,
becoming a registered Democrat.
Yep. Ugh, yep. Man. I sold all my guns already. I moved to California. I feel like registering Democrat is the next step.
No, I think California would be more green.
I'm becoming everything I hated when I was 19. I was a registered Republican as a troll job for a while. I'm like an SUV away. Yeah. And I performed for two people tonight. There were two people at the comedy show that I went to. I shredded for two people. I'm actually performing for a larger audience now than I was at the comedy show. Two people. And I took a picture of me with one of the audience members, and then the other one took the picture with one of the guy's phones. And I just tweeted. And it's us with a Bibcot flag.
Nice. Oh, that nice. Reminds me of something that happened with my band Bomb once. If you are playing the home version.
Playing bingo.
Yeah, if you're playing bingo. Yep. Did you see some that some other podcast has one of those, Steve?
Yeah, I did see that. I don't listen to that podcast though. But
that sounds like
someone. Someone wanted to make a Free Talk Live one, apparently.
Yeah, but yeah,
someone could make a Free Talk Live one. Well, I'll Bipcot license it.
So Bomb played one time. The one time we got written up in Spin magazine. We got like a quarter page in Spin magazine, which is, you know, it was kind of the hipster, like millennial or not millennial. What am I? I'm the last year of
Generation X called? Or so.
Yeah.
Or?
No, the one before. That's you guys.
Baby boomers.
I'm last year baby boomer.
I think I'm probably the only Gen Xer here. I think I am.
Yeah, I think Jim is. Yeah.
And I'm barely Steve Gen X.
What is MK? Millennial?
Millennial, yeah.
And Jim's. No, Steve's an. Are you millennial, Steve? You're not.
What are these labels, man?
I'm the first year of the millennials, from what I understand.
84? 82?
82.
Yeah.
Now, the 82, I think, is still technically Gen X, but no. Yeah.
Am I still? Yeah, okay, you know, hanging
on. There's actually a division in the baby boomers. The second half of them are different than the first half of them, and I forget what the names are for them, but Randy England is in the first half of them, so we have it all. And Nick is like what unnamed generation to be determined, TDB, the Yak generation.
I'll vote for that.
Generation Yaks.
I will vote hard for that.
Generation Yaks. That's funny.
I'm going to vote long and hard for that.
We'll be back.
Generation.
I'm not going to be back in this next segment, but I'm going to be back in the segment after that. Because I want to yell at Wyoming. And the next segment's the one that
bless
goes.
Your grind.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Ugh, I'm so sick of looking at Steve's wedding pics, and I'm all out of passive-aggressive comments. What else am I supposed to do at work all day?
Sick of stalking your ex on Facebook?
Yeah!
Are you all out of cute cats and autocorrect mishaps to lolat?
Duh!
Freedom Fiends to the rescue! The Fiends now have a blog. Read all about the latest tyranny today. Dream about lip pair. Laugh while Western civilization collapses. Just click on the cat icon to the right of freedomfiends.com. Freedom Fiends blog. Read it!
Over which website on the internet is the absolute worst of all time to do talk radio. We are back on the Trigger Weeds, everybody. It is me, Steve Miller. I'm joined here alongside Jim Justice, candidate for governor of West Virginia, and MK Lords, not to be confused with the Lord Open Mic Jesus.
By the way, you forgot to mention that number three was going to blow your mind.
Number three is going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
There's one weird trick to get back from the break on time and not be talking through the break, and what happens next will shock you on the Freedom Fiends. We will speak only in clickbait.
Yes.
Only in clickbait. Clickbait.
I truly believe Austin Peterson would have fewer supporters if people didn't talk in clickbait. Don't talk in clickbait. Talking in clickbait is up there with NPR voice. Just don't do it. Just say no.
I didn't mean to.
It's almost more condescending than
you
NPR
totally
voice.
Did. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Yeah.
Great book. You ever read Judge Judy's book? It's great.
Yeah, by the way, I'm going to go see something really awesome after the show. I'm going to go see something really awesome. Go ahead and ask me what. I know you want to.
What are you going to go do?
Oh, I'm going to go watch the Riviera blow up. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to watch it right there at Circus. Yep.
You know Lee performed at the opening of the Riviera.
Who?
Lee Liberace.
Oh, Liberace.
Yeah, Lee. We're friends. That's why I call him Lee. Okay. Liberace. Liberace. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's going to be great.
So we should probably talk about the biggest shooting ever. The biggest mass shooting in the United States history, which everybody thinks is the just recent shooting, which is not. It's not. There's actually a bunch of them. I think what tops the list, I have actually, I think Wounded Knee is probably going to be number one on that list. Does anybody know what happened at Wounded Knee?
Tell us 10 things about Wounded Knee. And the fifth one will blow my mind.
I remember, I'm old enough to remember Wounded Knee. I remember it very vividly. It was 1994, and Tonya Hardy really wanted to win the Olympics. And she had somebody take a club and club Nancy Kerrigan right in the knee. And Nancy Kerrigan stood there and yelled, why me? Why now? And, then Tonya Hardy went outside and shot 290 people.
And then she boxed the
Lakotas.
Up,
they're all Lakota tribe people too. So it's
gathered there for a convention, and they just happened to be in Tonya Harding's warpath. She went on to win bronze.
So mean?
Just kidding.
Why is she so mean? She really had to stick up her butt.
We don't spread disinformation here on the Freedom Fiends. We're not the falsehood fiends. We're the Freedom Fiends.
We're not the false flag fiends. So.
Oh man, I'm a crisis actor. So
actually,
true story.
Spoiler alert: we're all crisis actors.
On my old podcast, The Panic Hour, we like maybe a week after Sandy Hook, there was already a Sandy Hook Truth documentary out that somebody had slapped together in like 48 hours right after it, because they were like, "Oh, Illuminati!" Like as soon as they saw it, and. He's doing like the podcast tour, and we get him on the Panic Hour, and the host of the show, Ed A. Poe, leads off the Panic Hour with my parody song to Smells Like Teen Spirit about this guy's documentary. And it's like, down in Newtown, it's so dangerous, send in actors, we can stage this. And I get to the third verse, and you just hear the dude click the phone and hang up. And we had to improvise like 40 minutes of radio because the dude was not going to give us an interview.
How long did the song go on for before he hung up?
It was like, it went on for like 2-3 minutes. Yeah.
At least he knew what he was getting into and probably wisely made the choice.
Maybe that's why I'm not cut out for conspiracy radio, because like I'm too willing to laugh in people's faces.
And yeah.
Like, you know,
well, it's,
yeah, but you ever listen to the Higher Side chats?
Wait a second,
who?
No.
Wait, who? What
the Higher Side chats? HIGHERSIDE chats, like fireside chats, except higher. So it's this guy. His name, I think, is Greg Carlwood, and he interviews all these conspiracy loons, and he's always baked as can be, like just totally stoned out of his mind.
So it's not and just a clever name.
Right. It is not just a clever name. And people are like, yo, like the Earth's hollow inside. There's people living in there, whatever. And no matter how ridiculous what you have to say is, Greg's response will be, whoa, far out, man. Tell me more.
almost like coast to coast kind of radio. Radio kind
of. It's like coast to coast and Getting Dug with High or something.
Yeah.
Ever seen that?
Whereas I've been in Kensington too long, and like you say something crazy to me, and like I'm gonna tell you to your face, like that you're out of your mind. So, yep. So it goes.
You have to. It's better that way. It's better for them to know that there's some things.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers, and some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any tomfoolery. So go with AgoristHosting.com. And if you want to get your foot in the door with decentralized marketplaces, Agorist Hosting is now offering Open Bazaar Hosting. Go to agoristhosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted Now.
Jazz issue there. I'm going to have to do extra work to fix that using Fiendbot 4000. And y'all know about Fiendbot 3000, but today it jumped a generation. It's now Fiendbot 4000. And the private, go on, Jim, what?
Oh, I was going to say, because I just got my buttons today. I have to go pick them up at my post office box, and it's already outdated got it.
I didn't do that to you. No, the public version is going to be Fiendbot 3000, but we forked it. And you can say that on radio. We forked it so the private version that has like extra Fiend-specific stuff in it, you know, for doing our show, is...
Interactive bingo card.
4,000, and then the public version will still be what's on the button, Fiendbot 3,000. So, what I want to talk about today, right now, why are we hearing music? What is that?
No.
Is that your phone? Is that your ringtone? You kids, you millennials. All right, so, I want to make fun of Wyoming.
I got ear raped is what happened, and for some reason it leaked out through my headphones. Sorry about that.
I don't know what that means. So, I want to make fun of Wyoming, and I'm going to put on my minarchist hat, and I don't know if you guys are the right people to do this with, because you'll probably just make jokes, but I'm deadly serious. I think Wyoming should legalize marijuana and tax it, and that's like, I'm an anarchist. I don't say that.
Triggered. Enough.
You're triggered.
Whoa.
But here's what's going on. So, Wyoming... used to
not just not enough theft going on. I'm sorry. Man, yeah, no, all right. Sorry.
This is serious. So Wyoming is like having a really bad recession right now because the economy in the state is based on oil and people who pull it out of the ground and get it to where it has to go. And it's been like this state has no sales tax. It was the only state that was still in the black, that wasn't in the red, that wasn't defaulting until the price of oil died. And over the past 6 months, like people have been leaving this town in mass or just being unemployed and like losing their houses. So this isn't
the budget's only 1/64th in the black.
I'm gonna do this tomorrow. You guys can't do this.
I'm listening.
But that's why Feedback 3000. We have those long pauses.
Wyoming is a bunch of people who consider themselves small government Republicans. Like whenever Fox News wants to have a go-to small government Republican, they have like the one state senator here, or you know, come on the air and talk about fiscal responsibility. But these people are actually considering like adding a state sales tax now, raising property taxes, doing all this crap to like, you know, to punish me because they're stuck in a 100-year-old mindset of, oh, pulling stinky stuff out of the ground is the only way we can make money. So,
and they plan that it would stay that way forever, which is what governments do. Yeah.
Which is what governments do. It's kind of like what the music industry did. Like, you know, the music industry kind of had like a 100-year monopoly on if you want music, you have to get it from us. And then, you know, Napster happened and it basically became free and they freaked out and tried to put everybody in jail and tried to tax cassette tapes and blank DVDs and things like that. Like, yeah, and there's all this kind of response going on here. And like when I went to adopt a cat the other day, the the Metro animal control place, the cat catchers, they were like, they had like 675 cats. They usually have like 12. And the lady said, yeah, part of it's because it's kitten season, but it's mostly because people are like getting kicked out of their houses and they can't keep their animals, or they're living in their car, or they're leaving town and they're abandoning their animals. So there's all sorts of like really bad repercussions on this. You know, people are starving. People are defaulting on their houses. They're losing houses they've had for 20 years. Wyoming is freaking out trying to figure out how to fix this, while at the same time doing the usual like ridiculous municipal projects like, we need to build another library to keep kids from leaving the state. No, you have to like...
Are they going to build a stadium?
Kids love libraries.
And a sports team? Because that's what a lot of places tend to do.
No, they'll make like another rodeo place or something. But no, there's no sports team here. MK Lords. There's everyone here has.
Well, that's why
stickers.
They need to build.
They manufacture belt buckles there. I have proof
they
of this.
Like create
they
one.
What would be the point of having a sports team there? No one will go and see them.
Well, everyone here has like.
But every other little
Denver Broncos
town does that.
Stickers. Nah, won't work.
You need a city.
Never works.
So here's what's happening. 4 hours away, like right over the border, a southern border in Colorado, they've legalized marijuana. That state's economy is booming. They have legalized it and they've taxed it. And I'm not in favor of taxing marijuana any more than I'm in favor of taxing, you know, vegetables. But, you know, that's the real small government thing to do is say, this government's so small that it can only be theorized about by particle physicists. But really, you know, if you want to put it in your minarchist hat for a minute, if Wyoming, and they're also like spending money, like having extra cops on the border to try to bust people, bringing in something that will inevitably, eventually be legal. And you know what? I think it's going to help get Hillary elected. I hate Hillary. She's a liar. She's a socialist, and her pantsuit stinks. But I think she's going to nudge, you know, the last week right before the election. She's going to say, and I'll legalize marijuana. And she'll do it.
Yeah, she's totally going to go for that.
Because baby boomers want to do that in retirement. They had it in college, and they want to smoke weed now that they're retired. And now that they were able to put a whole generation of black kids in jail for it, now it's cool for them to go smoke it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now they have equality now because they're putting a lot of white people in jail for it, too. That's how they made it equal. Instead of putting less black people in jail, you know, the Black Lives answer and the statist white guy answer is to put more white people in jail. But seriously, Wyoming, don't be square. Don't be stupid. Be genuinely fiscally responsible and fiscally conservative. Legalize it and tax it.
Don't criticize it.
Don't criticize.
Ah, there we go.
I mean, it would just be a boom. You wouldn't have to have, you know, but the problem is it won't happen because there are so many old, crusty people here who don't care if someone's dying of cancer and, you know, would get relief from it. They'd rather have bar fights and people drunk on liquor and crashing cars than legalize something that's far less harmful. And they'd, you know, they'd rather just be spending more money on cops to bust people for things that aren't crimes. Here's the other angle I'll have is a lot of people in Wyoming are Christian. If you're Christian, it is unchristian to bust people for what they put in their body. For it is not what a man puts in his mouth that makes him unclean. It's what comes out of his mouth. And you know what comes out of his mouth? Laws against things that shouldn't be illegal. That's what I say. Can I get a what? Brother,
hate speech. Whoop, state whoop. Speech is hate speech.
Yeah,
and whoop whoop.
And keep your state speech whoop, off forever. This campus.
Yeah, keep your state speech off our campus.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, well, the same thing kind of happened in Florida too. It came very close to being approved for medicinal use, but it missed it by a very tiny, tiny amount of votes. And a lot of it's just, you know, higher populations of certain people. Which you would think would want to be using it for medicine or recreation or whatever.
There's a lot of old sick people in Wyoming too, man. Like, it really.
Like it could be really beneficial for, you know.
I mean, other than Dick Cheney?
Like that.
No, he just probably gets a heart transplant from a, you know, black child every time he needs. I don't know. I can't say that. He'll let me drone. He lives in the state. There is the FBI building in this town is the Dick Cheney Federal Building. How spooky is that,
man? Oh, wow.
Like, you go out to a Thai restaurant.
Oh, do you say in the dick?
There's a, yeah, I have to go. I'll meet you in the dig, in front of the dig. Like, there's restaurants here. A lot of restaurants here have a picture of the owner shaking hands with Dick Cheney in the restaurant. You can't
see. That's gross.
Ew.
He grew up like 8 blocks from here. Yeah.
I'm going to have a picture of me shaking hands with Jeremy Lin at my restaurant.
See, that's why you need to move to Vegas. If you move to Vegas, all the pictures are like, you know, Wayne Newton or Penn & Teller shaking hands with the owner.
Carrot Top.
Yeah, or which Lee. Is great.
Carrot Top.
Which is great.
Or Lee.
Lee.
It's much more honorable to have a picture with Carrot Top than Dick Cheney. I would do heartbeat.
But if you were to run those two in an election, which I mean, that might be 2020. In 2020, you might have Carrot Top versus Dick Cheney in the general election. Carrot Top would win in a walk, dude.
Oh yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's even more than current year. That's.
I think
that's,
we need to get this started now. Carrot Top for president. Not this. Yeah. Year, obviously, Hillary's going to win.
Make America prop comedy again.
One more thing about
it'll be the first gender president, but
decriminalization. Wyoming is a square sandwich between two hip states. Not only does Colorado have fully legal marijuana to the south, to the north, Montana has legal medical marijuana. The people passed it by a vote, like a majority of voters in that state said, yeah, we want medical marijuana legal. And then the Republican legislature tried to outlaw it. So it's kind of quasi, if you're dying of cancer, you might be able to get some, but you still can't get it. Like, they're closing all the dispensaries. So
the one Pennsylvania pass was you basically have to be too sick to, like, lift it to your mouth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but half the states now have some sort of...
You can do it through a Skype call in California.
Yeah.
Did you know you can get an exorcism via Skype?
And they're just like, are you... sick, and you're like, yeah, and they're like, okay.
Is there obviously. Uber for pot in California? MK?
Yes, yeah. There is.
They take Bitcoin?
I tried to talk a couple of them into it through my work with the Bitcoin startup. That was one of the things we were kind of researching and still kind of are trying to figure out how to end the pain points with using large amounts of cash for dispensaries and stuff. So, but no, they're kind of...
They're like, I can't hear you. I'm counting these $100 bills and there's too many of them. What's Bitcoin? I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, Wyoming could be doing that.
They weren't so square. Rolling in piles of dirty cash.
If they weren't up in other people's business. No, clean cash, man. It'd be clean cash, blessed by the Lord, and it's a plant made by God. So there.
There you go. Amen.
Wyoming, get your act together. Don't go bankrupt. Don't sell your babies. Tax marijuana. That's my solution.
And blow up the Riviera.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends. My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
She was talking about a menu that was really disloyal to America. It was not filled with hot dogs and apple pie and country fried steak and chicken fried. And
country fried steak.
Yeah.
Fried okra.
I hate okra.
Yeah, okra is gross.
Fried okra is slimy. Amazing. No, it was when it's fried.
Yeah, maybe if you're fried first. Am I right, fellas?
Why don't you get out of here to Oklahoma? Am I right?
Yeah. Yo, by the way, thank you to all five people who tagged me in the capitalism, more like crapitalism. Am I right? Made its little resurgence recently. There were multiple people who took it upon themselves and said, oh, snap. I think if Miller didn't make this, by God, he's going to enjoy it. And it gave me the old tagaroo. Yeah, it was a masterpiece.
Memes are the new masterpieces, so...
Yeah, well, people have been sending just straight fire dank to the Open Mic Jesus page, and I've been scheduling them all. Like, they've just been all so good. But I got into a fight with somebody today over Occupy Democrats, and I told them in no uncertain terms that, like, you and I can either, like, be on speaking terms and be friends, or you can continue to send me Occupy Democrats memes. For those of you who don't know, Occupy Democrats is a page primarily on Facebook, although they also have a Twitter account that gets less play, but the main action is on the Book of Feces. And they produce these memes that are absolute dog excrement, and they're yellow and black usually, and it's a quote from someone that Occupy Democrats thinks is important, or it's some like half-baked liberal opinion that required zero thought to put into the meme. It was like slapped together in 30 seconds, and then your liberal aunt shares this. The people you knew from high school who think Hillary Clinton's a hero share these memes, and probably a whole bunch of people that you've already unfollowed because confirmation bias plus echo chamber. You may not even see these memes anymore, but they're a menace to our society. They must be stopped, and Occupy Democrats must be physically removed from Facebook, so to speak.
Yeah, the other one that needs to be physically removed is the Being Liberal page. Well, they'll say things like,
oh, yeah.
It was gone for a while. It was great.
Oh, it was? Oh, yeah. I missed it? Oh.
This was a while ago. It was maybe a year or two ago. But, yeah, they were gone for a little bit.
I remember the one that really wanted me to smash my keyboard was when they were saying that the Tea Party were a bunch of liberals. Because, you know, back in those days, liberal meant the same thing as it does today. Am I right? No, it didn't.
Clever.
They're so clever.
I guess not. Yeah, because I guess liberal back in those days were fiscally conservative. Yeah, socially liberal type people. So, no. More like libertarian.
The comment threads on every one of those memes is every bit filled with carcinogenic, cancer-causing agents that the memes themselves are as well. So it's a fractal disease upon Facebook.
Well, it's because all the good comments get banned. Like, if you make a good comment, you're going to get banned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been banned from commenting on their page, but I can still see it and what have you. And, but you know what? At least their memes are their own, and they're not stealing other people's memes and then calling them their own. Am I right? Tony Styles.
Radio beefing.
Meme thief is the worst.
It's not radio beefing. He doesn't have a radio show.
Oh,
is there
yeah,
a new
that's
beef
right.
Or is this an ongoing beef?
I win by default. It's 9-0 in that baseball game.
Yep.
Forfeit. Boom. Here I am. Yeah. My words bouncing into space because I have bare competence and produce a radio show when I say I'm going to, you know?
But what are you guys' limits for unfriending on Facebook? Because I used to not have any. I used to just be like, whatever, but I've gotten stricter. So I want to know, like, what does it take?
So have I. And I bet you, so was your limit like maybe 6 months ago? Because that was about what I reached mine to. And I started
about 2 years ago, and it's only been getting worse. We'll have to explore this more.
We'll take a round table of that when we get back, and in the second hour we'll have Stormfronter SJW.
We hope. No promises.
It's change we can believe in the second hour. Change, second hour.
Kill the burn.
Make freedom feed you right again.
Are you sick of seeing peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
This is the Fiend Phone.
This is Freedom Warning. This is the Trigger Weeds. Broadcasting from the pointed tip of Huber Selby's cane in the middle of Libpair, Mogadishu, Somalia. We adopt your stray cats of statism and remove their feline testicles so that they can never reproduce. Tiny kitties of tyranny. We tap your head with the tip of Huber Selby's cane and beseech you to complete your bingo cards here in the second hour. It is I, Steve Miller. I'm joined, I would say as always, but it's not always the case, but I'm joined tonight by none other than MK Lords and Jim Jesus.
Well, actually, you're just joined by me because MK dropped for a second. So like you said, it's not always the case, right?
Yeah. In fact, it's not even the case now. Yeah. Spreading mistruths. See, this is Fiend Phone's an inside job, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm just saying
she fell off at free fall speed. Just throwing that out there.
I wonder if this show is covered by any particular type of media license. That would be interesting to know.
Indeed, it is covered by the BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anybody except governments, government agents, and more governments. You could learn more at BIPCOT.org. You can get a BIPCOT flag from freedomfiends.org. You can get multiple flags at BlackBlock, BlackBlock.org if you are in the market for some flags. I just purchased myself a Steve Miller flag that says, "Don't take my bolo ties."
I saw that. And I saw that people have been buying up the "That's my purse, I don't know you" flag like crazy. The Gadsden flag. It's brilliant.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get my Tread Lightly Gadsden flag up with Heisenberg. But
I need to find flagpoles to hoist the Steve Miller flag.
Yeah, I'm sure that they have them. So we were going to
talk about... They have flagpoles.
Yeah, they have... Believe it or not, I was looking into this, and I found out that they do exist, and you can buy them. I was... blissfully
unfair. Oh, I'm not buying one. I'm saying, like, if there's one like in a park or something, like, oh. I could just run up the you know, claim it, you know, or even run up a BIPCOT. That'd be great.
Yeah, you're gonna BIPCOT private property. That sounds good. Well, we're gonna talk about what the line is for people following you on social media is for blocking them or unfriending them, the stupid stuff they post. Because I have a lot of stuff that I have the line. And believe it or not, 9/11 Truth is not on that list. You would expect that to be, and by MK. We'll hear back from you in a bit. But yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine your list is kind of lengthy because, yeah.
But it does not include 9/11.
But it does not include 9/11. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at this point now where I'm not a 9/11 truther at all. But if people post it, I'm just like I can ignore it as long as it's not like
there's some quality 9/11 memes too. 9/11 truther memes to be had out there.
The jet fuel can't melt steel beams. That always makes me laugh every time I see it, especially when it's post unironically. Yeah, you're just like okay, but no. People who constantly spam anti-vax things, people who spam
anti-vaxxers, you're gone.
Gone. Anti-GMO, you're gone. I'll try to talk to you about GMOs for a second. If you're unwilling to listen, you're gone. Now I have like a select people who are the part of the alternative right or the alt-right crowd, and I have a limit on those. Any more than that, you're gone. If you add me and I look at your page and you see it posting a bunch of the right stuff, gone.
Oh yeah, the right stuff. Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah, I do know one of the guys who runs it. He's a funny guy and he's on my Facebook, but he's going to be the only one. He'll be the only one from that page that I'll allow on there. If people spam stuff from Natural News, gone.
Yeah, MK had a problem with that, but I don't really see people posting it, but I don't know.
Because we blocked them all by now.
I guess.
Yeah, it seems like that page is kind of dying off. For good reason. A lot of the stuff they post on
there. It's dying a natural death.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? How's about you? Let me see. Molyneux. If I see a lot of Molyneux
stuff,
gone. If I see a lot of Molyneux stuff, gone. I'm going to have to think of some more. Alex Jones always makes me laugh. People that post the Alex Jones stuff that I've noticed don't really post it, like, unironically. They're always posting the Alex Jones lulls or the, what's that guy, Vile Monkey.
What about InfoWars articles? Where do you fall on that? Because I
post those that much.
I see it. I definitely see it. And, that'll get you unfollowed. See, I'm very rare to unfriend or block, but yeah, that's the second you put something dumb in my feed, on Twitter, I'll unfollow you. But yeah, if it's feces beef, then I'll just unfollow you. But unfriending and blocking, I do almost always on a case by case basis, and You're almost always unfriended the first second that you demonstrate that you're the kind of person who will sacrifice pretty much all your personal relationships on the altar of your beliefs. If your beliefs are that important to you that you have to be a complete d-bag about them, then you're gone. Bye. Bless your grind. Peace to your foolishness. Far away. And that's the main thing, because if you're perma offended, you're gone pretty quick.
You're easily triggered, gone.
Grievance grubbers.
Yeah. I will say, when it comes to people who try to add me, the profile picture and the name will say a million things. If they have the name, my name is Mises Voluntarius Rothbard. Freeman. Nope, denied. And even though I like those people, in those names and that sort of thing, if that's all they're going to do is just constantly spam Larkin Rose or memes or whatever, it's just I get enough of that stuff just in real life. I don't need to see the meme versions in my feed, especially who live their life talking nothing but libertarianism. Have some fun every once in a while. Go outside, get a girlfriend.
M'lady.
The one thing that'll give me a pause is if you're a beautiful woman, especially one that's currently
wants to add Jim Jesus, because that's not how things work.
I vet it by just leaving it in there for a couple weeks and seeing if the account exists later on, because most of the time, anytime I see a chick who's showing off her cleavage in my friends list, they're usually trying to spam me with porn.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they're usually trying to spread the message of liberty.
Josie Wales had a term for them, and I forget what she calls it. I think she called them boobertarians.
Nice, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
we just got kicked off another station. They get really sensitive about breasts.
Where it's the girls who use their beauty to market kind of haphazardly libertarian ideas. I'm cute, so I'm gonna put this half thought out quote next to my picture of me showing off my cleavage, and that'll get me views. And then they always disappear anyway, because then they'll get the creepertarians that come after them and start going so beautiful. And then you only take so much of that, and then you go Josie Wales and go off the grid.
Josie and I are IRL friends.
Oh yeah,
which is why I am hated by he who cannot be named. Well, that's part of the reason. The other reason is
you're a fiend.
Yeah, and there's so many. I mean, really. If you're looking for reasons to despise me, I can provide you with plenty. I aim to please. And if you're looking to hate me, I'm going to do whatever I can to, make your dreams come true. So, yeah.
Yeah. And no offense to Josie Wales. I like her. She's cool. She's cool people. She's on my friends list. We talk every once in a great while. We're in that that can't be named thing. I'm not going to mention, but I guess I'm not supposed to mention, but I just mentioned. Anyways, yeah, she's cool people, but she
thing
kind
you mentioned
of
without mentioning. Can you mention it again?
No. There's it's kind of like she kind of experienced what a lot of female libertarians do, is they get on there, they're somewhat cute, and they either have two routes. They can continue down that route or try to do but it doesn't last long because you end up getting grossed out by the libertarian guys who are just like fawning over you and just saying creepy stuff.
I'd like to take you to a truck stop.
Yeah, like I've seen people do that to Josie Wales, and I cringe. Same with Objectivist Girl. Who else? Prax Girl kind of disappeared too. Or they do the Julie Borowski thing where they try to make themselves as least the least sexy as possible. You know, putting yourself in a ridiculous outfits and stuff like that, and hope that it works. But it doesn't work though. And people still see right through it. Like, oh, I could still see you're cute through that costume.
Also, Objectivist Girl isn't around anymore because she had her Objectivist Bar Mitzvah and is now Objectivist Woman.
Oh, okay.
Bar Mitzvah.
I see what you did there.
You see what I did there? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw what
you did. That was for the Hebrews in the audience, am I right?
Yeah. So she kind of dropped off too, so I don't know.
Who, Julie? Yeah. No, Julie's still around. Julie's...
No. Objectivist Girl. She dropped off. Her name's not Julie. Is it?
Oh, I've never seen Objectivist Girl stuff. Never was.
Okay.
Okay. I don't like hang around YouTube all that much. Yeah. Like, most of these people are YouTube libertarian starlets. And I'm an old-fashioned fella. I'm here on radio. I've got a newsletter that's racist, like I'm Ron Paul. You know, I produce it via mimeograph.
Yeah.
You know, we're old school.
Yeah, the YouTube libertarian stuff is just kind of dead at the moment. You got... I can't even say Molyneux. He cannot be named. They're not libertarians anymore. They're just
on YouTube though, or is it? Oh yeah, because I guess like if you're gonna pull a gun on like a girl for walking down the street or like
for holding a sign about feminism.
Yeah, like right. We're problem solvers in the libertarian movement. That's what we are.
We're just gonna
regular problem solvers.
Shout out some kind of
Shout at some meter maids and scream at a couple of feminists. Tell a meter maid they're worse than Hitler.
And racist. Racist because they bomb brown kids or something.
You right. Bomb brown people.
Yeah.
Every time you write a parking ticket, a child in Afghanistan gets his wings. Yeah. We'll be back with more here on the Trigger Weeds.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
So, since I am a effing white male, and I'm interested in women on Facebook, I get those requests from attractive women with their cleavage showing on my face beef.
I get them too. You don't have to be interested in women.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is because you say that you're interested in sumos. Do you get chunky Asian men on there trying to sell you chunky Asian men porn or I don't know, some other spam thingy?
Never on Facebook. On Twitter, yeah. But Twitter is kind of like the Wild West. And or in this case, the Wild East. And yeah, you'll get like there's porn stars that like, oh, like come watch my website, like, you know, like whatever. And yeah.
Oh, speaking of website, we have a correction to issue.
Yeah, we're a teaching hospital here on the Freedom Fiends, and like a fool and a knave earlier in the show, I said freedomfiends.org. That's not our website, ladies and fiends. Fiends and ladies. Our website is freedomfiends.com. We're not a charity. This isn't a soup kitchen. You don't come in here and just like eat your freedoms and leave and go out. You know, we're not a church or anything like that. We're commerce, and what we sell is buttons and hot takes and flags,
bip strongs.
And yeah, so go buy yourself some stuff, because if you listen to this show and you don't, then you're a common thief.
And hashtag please donate, because Michael Dean needs more oxygen tubes.
That's true. Yeah. Listen, one lung is twice as expensive as two lungs.
Yeah. So what's going to get people banned from your face beef or Twitter?
So it's very much a case-by-case basis for me. It's like it's my interactions with you. If you're like super snarky, I'm more likely to unfriend you. I probably won't block you. But I'll unfriend you. If you're a comedian and you suck, your statuses are never dank.
You guys like porn? Right? Am I right, guys? Come on.
So I had a field day the other day when it was announced that Richard Simmons was transitioning, because anybody who posted, well, I thought Richard Simmons was always a woman, which is literally the first joke that leaps to anyone's head when, like, you hear that news. Like, anybody who took to the internet to post that because they thought it was gold, that got you, like, you were unfollowed. Like, there were just mass unfollowings that day. It was the wounded knee of getting unfollowed on my Facebook feed. Every man, woman, and child, indiscriminately. I don't care, like, if you have some sort of, like, mental disability that caused you to, like, say, oh, maybe he was always a woman. You're gone. Nope, not funny. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Yep. Hackery. Hackery will get you. Joke theft, you're gone. You're gone, you're blocked, and I will. But on my way out, I will usually publicly shame you by tagging you in a post about your joke theft, because there's other people in this town that have a reputation to maintain. I do not, because I am a Kensington gutter maggot, and by maggot, I mean a word that rhymes with maggot. Which I use proudly and with a thump on the chest, because, by God, I worked hard to be this trashy, and nobody can take that away from me, and nobody can take my guns, even people on Facebook. But they have this thing where they want to take away your guns now, and the same people who want to make guns illegal and increase the penalties for gun crimes are the same people who are going to whine about how all these people are in jail and how we built so many prisons and how there's a whole generation of young black men in jail, as though the two things are unconnected. And it's going to be nonviolent crimes, because it's going to be weapons possession. It's going to be someone had an AR-15 and then they got pulled over by a cop and now they're in jail. Happened to a neighbor of mine. And then these people are going to be crying about how all these, you know, people are in jail, as though, you know, they didn't want the laws and weren't crying for them in the first place.
So, you know? So what about normie memes? People who post like the most normie memes, like that mom laughing with the Chewbacca mask.
Unfollow.
Yeah, I can't stand normies.
Normies, get out of my head.
I know, right? Yeah, if you're not posting vaporwave stuff or some good liberty memes or some. I don't know.
If you're posted open mic Jesus, that's hot.
Yeah. No, that's hot.
You all need to be sharing open mic Jesus memes every day.
Gangster Popeye.
To spread the gospel of open mic Jesus and Gangster Popeye.
Yeah. And Hood Pocahontas, is that what those
are? Hood Pocahontas and counter signal memes for fashy goys.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1.
Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean. Available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Low energy on that one. I need to be like Derek Bean.
Meow!
Meow,
meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow. So we are back on the Fiends. Oh, freedom. Yeah, we've got energy. We got energy. We got style. We got grace. And we're going to play a round of that old favorite game, Stormfront, or SJW. I wish we had a theme. If you have a suggestion for a theme song for Stormfront or SJW, or if you want to write one, there could be a prize of buttons in your future, or potentially a flag if your song is really good.
I imagine it would jingle, be
submitted to the Freedom Fiends. I'll underwrite that in case Michael W. Dean likes, just so he doesn't think that I'm like promising that he'll give things away. I'll purchase it for you.
I imagine that that's going to be
free market
like,
work.
It's going to be a combination between like Hatecore and My Chemical Romance, right?
Oh, if it were like a 50s theme song, that'd be great too. Like, it's time for some Stormfront or SJW. Which one's more hate filled and collectivist? What have you?
All right. So I think I'm ready. I got my Arizona tea. I'm getting iced out. I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
All right. Society suffers more when we remove a blank from it.
Okay, so this one I think is trying to sound more Stormfront. By the way, we should probably explain what Stormfront is.
Right.
These are.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna answer this question first. I think it's gonna be, since it sounds more Stormfronty than SJW, I'm gonna go with SJW. Just because I think it's trying to throw a spike under my tire. So
what do you think? You think it's SJW?
I think it's SJW because it's trying to sound like Stormfront.
Yeah, correct. Society suffers more when we remove a woman from it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess, Stormfront is a website. It's a horrible. Actually, SJWs are horrible too. They're both horrible. But they're kind of like the horseshoe theory, where extreme opposite ends tend to be more like each other than not. So Stormfront is a website which is full of like neo-Nazis and
white nationalists,
and all that stuff. And then SJWs are basically the extreme version of feminists. You know, the feminists that not even MK Lords would like. the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. They're the ones that go and interrupt meetings and flail their fatty arms around until they get
flip out of the lobby.
Yeah, hashtag Trigglypuff, all that stuff. All right, so we need to continue. So they're basically, the idea is they're so similar, it's hard to tell the difference between the two. So do the thing. I'm ready for a question.
So lately I've been... Okay, this one has a lot of blanks, but just go with me for a second. So lately I've been realizing that every blank at both of my campuses has blank enemy. Also, most of the blank have blank enemy. This is really disturbing to me. It's not even right for a blank person to date or marry an enemy because they were action a while back. Blank are waking up, especially this year, and learning how to recognize how beautiful and strong they really are. I think you're starting to get a feel for who this might be. But why are blank dating enemy? Everybody knows that if blank were action, if you do your research on these things, they physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually did. It's just disgusting and heartbreaking. Knowing the things that I know of enemy, I don't want to be friends with, and as God says they're okay and pray for the destruction of your enemies. You think I'm going to date or marry my enemy? No. So why are you still messing with the enemy when blank and action? And yeah, what do you think?
So this one kind of threw me off because originally it was talking about on my campus. And when you think about campus, you think about SJWs, right? They're the one. They're always at their local college campuses raising hell and flabbing their, like I just said, Trigglypuff. But there was stuff about praying to God. That's not a very SJW-ish. They're very anti-religion. So I'm going to have to say this one is Stormfront. Am I right?
This is an SJW talking about how it's wrong for black people to date white people.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. It's so hard to tell. It really is. All right. So I'm one and one. Let's do the thing.
All right. So you're 1-1. Here we go for number 3. We got. Blank is a mutation. It is a genetic anomaly, just like blank, second attribute. It should not exist.
I think I actually know what that is. I think that's an SJW talking about men. Am I right?
Let's take a little look.
It sounds like a Stormfronter talking about race.
It is a Stormfronter talking about race.
Ah!
Yeah.
All right, so I'm losing.
This is none other than David Duke himself.
Wow. yeah.
Yep.
This is a tough game. This is a really tough game.
This is an extremely tough. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Tweet your score at with hashtag SJW, or actually it should be hashtag Fiend SJW SF. There we go.
Huh?
Okay.
Confused.
San Francisco Fiend?
Go with
that what you're going for there?
Stormfront, yeah.
Burn them at the effing stake. What do you think?
Burn them at the effing stake.
I am more than my attribute. If you have blank, do me a solid and remove your behind from my friends list because I don't need garbage like you lurking around. Don't have time for that noise. Not knowing this one in advance, this is the first one that I didn't know, that I didn't see the answer before. I'm going to guess that this is Stormfront.
I'm going to go SJW. I think you're wrong on this one.
It's the use of the word garbage like you. Like, I just feel that they're more likely to call people garbage.
But the do me a solid, come on. Come on.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Oh, right. Yo, it's an Asian talking about white people. He says, burn them at the effing stake. I'm more than my skin color. If you have yellow fever, do me a... This guy's hot, too.
He's on the plus size, huh? He's shopping into the big and tall.
He's got a busted face, and you know, I like a good busted face every now and then. Sometimes you just got to get a dude whose face looked like it caught on fire and they had to put it out with a golf shoe.
See, I like a girl who looks like her face was on fire and they put it out with some Hot Topic.
Since Christianity is in fact a slave religion, it is satirical at least to see the Negro adopt a slave religion after chattel slavery was ended. It simply underlines the fact that consciously or unconsciously, weak human desire the status of sheep, no matter what they say.
This one's toughie. This one's really tough. I'm gonna go with Stormfront. Just because of odds at this time.
It's a white supremacist. Yeah.
Okay.
Tom Metzger, to be exact. Yeah. And one person in the comment section said, I knew that it had to be Stormfront because the word Negro wasn't capitalized. And no self-respecting SJW is going to let the word Negro be uncapitalized.
Okay.
Which is a very valid point.
I didn't get to see the capitalization, by the way.
Well, right. You're playing at a disadvantage. What we really want is to be left alone. We don't want blank around. We don't want blank around.
To be left alone, that one's tough because SJWs or Stormfront don't actually want to be left alone. They definitely want to be interfered with politically. But SJW?
It could be about men, though, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could be about men. That's why I'm going with SJW. Because that's kind of what was lingering.
And
am I right? Am I right, fam?
It's Stormfront.
Oh. When do they ever want to be left alone?
Well, they don't want to see people of races they don't approve of. Because the world's got to cater to you. You know? It's about what you want and what have you. So
both of these people are totally deplorable, by the way.
Yeah.
Very deplorable.
And, like, it's just sad that, like, you can't tell. Like, how sad would it be if, like, they had a game where it was, like, Freedom Fiends or like Radical Agenda or like Freedom Fiends and a show with like terrible audio. And we're going to play you a clip and like tell me which one it is. And like you can't tell the difference. Now, if it was like Freedom Fiends or the Lallbirds, like then it, like you'd know because like you just listen for the cursing and you know that it's the Lallbirds. But otherwise.
Yeah.
That's a game I'm not interested in playing.
Yeah, or you know, almost like out of context Fiends. Like, what show did it come from? Lallbirds or Fiends?
Fiends out of context is great.
Yeah, I love Fiends that. Yeah, I retweet every one that he gives me. I think I do. I try.
Yeah.
So, do we have time for more? I think we do.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Because this game is awesome. Stormfront or SJW? We need
separate. Separating group from their group attribute is humanizing them, and I don't think it's something any of them deserve.
I'm gonna go with Stormfront on this one. I think this was a little easy, which was probably means I'm wrong.
Yeah, this is totally an SJW talking about separating whites from their whiteness is humanizing them, and it's not something any of them deserve.
Yeah, because we all know that, you know, hardcore egalitarian feminists love them some equality, but separation, you know.
Separating whites from their whiteness, dang.
Physically removing their whiteness.
Right?
So to speak.
Dang. Here we go. We got another one right here. It doesn't make... To be honest, I think most blank people don't want to know about blank. It doesn't make for good reading to know that you belong to a degenerative class of people. So there's a huge disinterest in learning for these people.
Okay, so I already know what this is, but I'm going to give my explanation first. So I know that the SJWs, the social justice warriors, are not big fans of the word degeneracy or degenerates or any of those class of words. So I'm definitely going to go with Stormfront on this one. Stormfront loves to call people degenerates and cucks and all that stuff. So I'm going with that one. I think that's the answer. Survey says
it's a social justice warrior. It's feminist. It's feminist current. Feministcurrent.com. Yeah.
Mark a day on the calendar, everyone.
Yeah, I think most men don't want to know about women. It doesn't make for good reading to know that you belong in a degenerative class of people. So. There's a huge disinterest in learning. Yep.
So they're actually now they're calling men degenerates. Wow. Yeah. I think they've actually turned into Nazis officially with the degenerates. You know. I'm just waiting for
call them cocks.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the the Stormfronters to start saying that they've been triggered by members of the opposite race.
Well, they basically do. If you go to the right stuff, it's all them whining about like not being called racist instead of race realists and like whatever. It's like, yeah.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
I got some plenty of personal redemption. How about you? I don't know if it's gonna work for anybody else.
I do as well, but I'll redeem everyone. Go ahead.
Okay. So my redemption is don't be an alt-righter, Stormfronter, SJW, whatever. It's pretty much the same thing. They behave the same way. Whatever. They're annoying, and they're a plague, and a pox in both their houses. And I get to go see the Riviera blow up tonight. So, haha, and you don't. Because do we even have any people in Vegas that really listen regularly? No, we do. I know two of them. There's probably more that I haven't met yet.
Double what we got in Kensington.
Yeah. So I get to see the wonderful, glorious Riviera, which is like a classic strip. Hotel, isn't it? It's been around since like at least the 60s, maybe even earlier than that. I get to see it implode tonight, and I'm super stoked about it. And as soon as the show is over, I'm not even going to retweet the show link tonight, because I'm just going to be watching the building explode. I'm so happy. That's redemption. Anytime there's an implosion on the strip, I want to see it, because I haven't seen it yet.
After years of being called a cuck, I met a man at a comedy show recently named Al, and a comedian said, "Steve, walk up to that man, sit next to him, introduce yourself, and see how long it takes before he mentions the black prison guard." And I go, I sit down, I say, "Hey, my name's Steve." He says, "Hey, my name's Al." He says, "You know, it's been pretty rough for me lately, because I walked in and I found my wife having sex with a black prison guard." And I'm like, wow, that was like, yeah, that was like, that was like the first sentence. And he tells me about how awful this was. I go back to the other comedian and I'm like, "All right, well, like, it was the first sentence." And he goes, "How long ago do you think that happened?" I'm like, "Like last week, maybe earlier today." He goes, no, that happened in 2009. So 7 years ago. And he was so cocked about it. That, yeah, and he mentioned this guy like 6 times when he was telling me the story, and every time he mentioned that he was black and that he was a prison guard, and I asked him how he knew the guy was a prison guard, and apparently when he was putting his clothes back on after doing the deed with the guy's wife, it was like the uniform from the local prison. And that just goes to show you that your grievances will be your undoings. And when you go around and you're all angry all the time and you like go out and you look for grievances, and that's half of Facebook these days, you're going to find them. Angry people always, always, always have a reason. And you could choose to be happy. You know, you could choose a sense of peace instead of, and you know, a lot of times it's just an unfollow away, which is a theme that we've touched on repeatedly throughout the show tonight. But you don't. There's no law saying you have to be friends with anybody just because their last name is Freeman, just because they've got a nice rack, whatever.
Those are traps. All of those, they're all traps. Every one of those friend requests, it's a trap. Don't do it. The V for Vendetta mask. That's a trap. They're always a trap. Stay away from the V for Vendetta mask. No good will come to that.
It's also a sewer. Yeah, no good can come of that.
Yeah.
Nope. Not at all. So, yeah, spruce up your friends list and spruce up your life. And, yeah, it'll be great. I have total faith in you, my fiends. More so than any other listener base that I've had, because the listener base for the Panic Hour was total lunatics, and the listener base for the Passive Aggressive Hour is alcoholics and comedians, which is a Vendettagram with a lot of overlap. But you fiends, like, for my interactions with you, are high quality people, and I bless all of your grinds.
Everyone.
Yeah. That's good to hear. Yeah. 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 So just definitely stay away from those people and face beef. Definitely.
Stay away from those people. Buy a button or two.
Definitely.
Or 10.
Buy a button.
Fight for 15 buttons.
Yeah. Bip strong. Bip strong all
Bip
the way.
Strong. Bip yeah. strong all the way. And fiend bought your 3000s and fiend your phones.
And now would be a great time to use your Bitcoin. Bitcoin is what, up to $700 now? Yeah, I think it's up to $700 now.
Seemed like just yesterday it was at Ron Paul 420.
Yeah, so you had $2 in Bitcoin last week, and guess what? Now you have enough for a Bip Strong.
Yes, you do. With mere Satoshis.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and stay away from people who have anime avatars with Make America Great Again hats. Stay away from them.
Anybody with a Make America Great Again hat, yeah. You play with all right matches, you get your cross burned.
Yep. And I think they're snitches anyway, and snitches get stitches.
Yep. Copsy cops, cop cops. Read Cops by Claire Wolf. Great book. Or Rats, I'm sorry.
Rats.
Rats. Three Cops. It's her novelization of the TV series Cops.
I'll get you.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Worms.
Think about
it. I'm not gonna do worms. I'm gonna go watch a building blow up. Worms.
All right. Bless your grudge. Bless.